The hearing in West Dallas drew testimony from across the state, with people traveling hundreds of miles to speak. Cheryl Labar is a business owner in Hayward who says a proposed iron ore mine in her area would bring badly needed jobs.
My son's going to leave for college in a year and a half. He's not coming back because there's nothing there for him. He might be able to come back as a mining engineer. He might be able to come back doing environmental studies.
Opponents such as Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins argue it will remove key environmental protections.
There's so many pieces in this legislation that represent to me a giveaway of the natural resources of the state of Wisconsin, and ultimately a giveaway that are going to come to settle on the people of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, and that's completely unacceptable.
Wisconsin Wildlife Federation Executive Director George Meyer argues the bill removes key safeguards from the mining approval process.
Mining is the most complex and potentially damaging environmental permit DNR issues. They should be able to say to a company, your numbers don't add up, and especially if they have a 2 or 3 year deadline to process a permit.
The bill introduced last week is designed to simplify the permitting process for a proposed open pit mine in Iron and Ashland counties. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.